morning, everyone.
I'm just so excited to bring my favorite person on the call today and share with you her ideas. She does a lot of reading and studying on her own, and be prepared to be impressed. Dolly Johnson, what have you got to share today?
Oh, well, good morning. I am excited to be on the call today. I'm excited about the wonderful opportunity that we have around us, before us. We all are just pretty brand spanking new in our new company of Amplify, and we're pretty new at learning new products and setting new goals for ourselves. And I don't know about you guys. You guys are just awesome and strong and amazing, but sometimes when I have new things ahead of me, my brain starts thinking all kinds of things that I don't want it to think. And I get afraid. I get paralyzed because of the what ifs and I'm not and stuff like that. This has happened to me before, and you'd think that a person would grow out of those kind of feelings, but we don't. Those feelings and thoughts are around us because of, well, because of the magnitude of our beings, and we see it and we know that, oh man, this is huge. Can I do it? Or it can come with people that have stomped us down before, said no. I mean, there are things that come to everyone to maybe test our confidence. And so I found an antidote to that one time. I was really, really in a funk. I had an opportunity to speak at an expo, and there were going to be hundreds of people there. And I had myself so tied up in knots. It was awful inside of me because I couldn't even enjoy the event. I couldn't enjoy being with my family because I was thinking, oh, this is going to be so scary. Am I ready? What am I going to say to these people? And they've told me, I think I said it out loud or I groaned or something. They said, stop that. It's not attractive. That's just exactly the kick in the pants I needed. I needed to be thinking confident. And it came to me, a song that Julie Andrews sang in The Sound of Music. And it's called I Have Confidence. And you can tell it still is dear to my heart because when I feel a lack of confidence, I turn to this song to give me the boost that I need. And it really makes a difference what you think and what you've got going through your mind. And if you've got a song, that melody brings the words even deeper into your mind and your soul. So I want to share the words to I Have Confidence. So just a little background. So in The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews plays the part of Maria. Maria is a young woman who has been in a convent learning to become a sister there. But she's so exuberant, and her personality is just too big and rambunctious to fit in with the life of living in a cloister and being a nun. So there, the sisters found her a job, and she was going to be the governess to a captain in the Navy, and she had 7 children. So picture this, here's Julie Andrews, just freshly out of the convent, and she's walking down a lane, and there's trees all around, and she comes up to the gate of this beautiful, huge mansion. And she's standing out with her suitcase in her hand and looking at this mansion and the thoughts that came to her. And this is the song, this is the words that came to her as she's looking at her new life. And she goes, "What will this day be like, I wonder? What will my future be, I wonder? It could be so exciting to be out in the world, to be free. My heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me?" Do you ever feel that way? Do you feel that way about our new business? Do you feel like, oh my goodness, look at all the cool things I can do. Look at this opportunity. Look at the people I can help. Look at the experiences that I can create for my family. You think those thoughts and then think, oh, but what's the matter with me? You know, it's so awesome. We grew up with dreams. As we were children, we had huge dreams. And we knew what we wanted to be when we grow up. And then sometimes we tuck those dreams away, or sometimes they're stomped out, or sometimes we have experiences that take those dreams away from us, and then when we have an opportunity presented to us, like Amplified has been presented, and those dreams start coming out again, and we start thinking of the promise, the wonderful things that could unfold and the difference that we could make, we have huge, audacious goals. And so what we should be wildly rejoicing, and what could be the matter with me? She said, "I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never dared, and here I am facing adventure. Then why am I so scared?" And we do have big, audacious goals. We have a mission. We're happiness warriors. We've got work to do. And so here's Maria. She says, "A captain with 7 children. What's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop all these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back." And we have seen so many people quit on their dreams. It's sad to see someone who starts out and they're so happy and enthused, and then something happens and they turn back. But if we stop our doubts and we stop our worries, our thoughts make a big difference. Henry David Thoreau said, "As a single footstep will not make a path on the earth, so a single thought will not make a pathway in the mind. To make a deep physical path, we walk again and again. To make a deep mental path, we must think over and over the kind of thoughts we wish to dominate our lives." So, stopping our doubts, our worries, putting in the thoughts that are positive, putting in, keep remembering over and over our dream, our goal, our reason, the why. Put that in your mind. And think of all the positive things. You know, believe what you, believe that you can do it. Believe that you can make a difference. You know, when we keep believing what you've been believing, we achieve what we've been achieving. So if we've been doubting and we've been believing that, then that's what we'll reap. But if we think achieving, that's what we will reap. You know, we think over 50,000 individual thoughts a minute. Isn't that crazy? And those thoughts that we put in, so many times are negative. If you stop to think, to really think, but 50,000 times a minute we could be putting in positive and good, and that's what we will get out of it. We'll put, I wanted to read another quote from Nelson Boswell. He said that man is made or unmade by himself. Man's mind is the tool by which he may enter, either destroy himself or build great joy and strength and peace. And just like Julie Andrews said in this song, I must dream of the things I'm seeking. I am seeking the courage I lack. We can build with our thoughts great joy and strength and peace. Then Brian Boswell goes on to say, the brain, of course, is the organ that allows the mind, which has no substance, to operate. All of our thoughts and emotions originate in the brain. It tells us when we're hungry, it controls our heartbeat, and we can speak, think, act, move around, plan the future, and recall, all because of this small organ. And we can talk to ourselves. Man is, as far as we know, the only animal who talks to himself. We carry on mental conversations with ourselves all our life. This ability that we have to talk to ourselves is an awesome one, because what we tell ourselves determines our life. We make decisions based on what we tell ourselves, much like a computer. Wow, we are powerful. Our thoughts are powerful. So dream of the things you're seeking and seek the courage that we lack. And then back to Julie Andrews and her song. She says, I'm seeking the courage to serve them with reliance, to face my mistakes without defiance. And I'll show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, I'll show me. It's all in the doing. So we have these dreams, we have these goals, and then we get out and we serve. And this business amplifies. We have a way to serve people so profound. There's the opportunity to help people in the things that matter most, like their health. If we're not healthy, we're not happy. We can help people be healthy, and then they can be productive. And we can also help them in their finances. You know, finances is a great burden to a lot of people, and if we are lack of finances, and we can help them have the finances that they need to just keep their family going, or to promote good causes. We can help save the world with our awesome opportunity. So take the steps to get out and get going. The steps to success in any business is first to decide. So just decide you're going to do it, and not only just decide, but commit. Make a commitment that you are going to work your business. You are going to see the people. Make this commitment of to stick to your goal, your dream. Then you get a mentor. And having someone who's been there, done that, or somebody who has more confidence in you than you have in yourself, someone who can teach you the way or hold your hand along the way, a mentor is a very important part of being successful. So find a good mentor that you can trust. And then have a plan, and then work the plan, and don't quit. So she said in that verse, I'll serve them with reliance. I'll face my mistakes without defiance, and I'll show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, I'll show me. Those steps, when you take those steps, that gives you courage moving forward. So then she says, I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides what you see, I have confidence in me. One thing important is that you know that you have confidence in your goal, that your goal is worthwhile. You have confidence in the people that you're working with your team. Dave and I just got back a couple of weeks ago from the convention that Amplify had in Orlando, and we got to meet the Oblons. Robert and Laura Oblon, the leaders of our company, are the real deal. They are sincere people. They're good people. And we felt an even deeper trust in the leaders of our company. We trust in our products. We've been using them ourselves, and we've been sharing them with other people. And the results that are coming back are just fantastic. These products work. We got to be all day with Dr. Gary Samuelson and his wife, and learning more about him, his mission, and the new Pure 47. That built our trust. We trust our leaders, we trust our products, we trust our team. You guys are awesome and amazing. You have wonderful skills and gifts, and you are loving and caring people. And we have confidence in you, and we love surrounding ourselves with people like you. So we can have strength. We can have confidence. And then Maria in the movie, she said, strength doesn't lie in numbers. But that's where I disagree with her. Yes, it does. We are surrounded by like-minded people. And when you're surrounded with people who are believing the same things you are doing or working to the same goals you are working for, we gain strength from each other. We have cheerleaders. We can pray for heavenly help and be surrounded by heaven, by God's grace, by His help in doing a good work. Then she says, strength doesn't lie in wealth. And wealth is not just a lot of money. Strength of wealth doesn't have to be monetary. We have strength in talents and abilities. We have strength in the experiences that we've lived through already. We have strength in the knowledge that we've gained. have what it takes. You have strength, you have talents, you have such a wealth in your hands. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. Marianne Williamson said that success means we go to sleep at night knowing that our talents and abilities were used in a way to help others. What an awesome, awesome thought. We can sleep peacefully knowing that we're doing good. And then, when you wake up, wake up. Decide, get to work, wake other people, and when we're working towards these goals, it awakens our enthusiasm and we exude confidence. So, then she's saying, it tells me all I trust, I leave my heart to. And that's so true. When we trust our goals, our big, audacious goals, and we trust it that it is worthy and that we are worthy to work in this and that we can make a difference when we have goals that are worthwhile and we're exuding this confidence, we put our heart into it. And people can tell when you are wholehearted and committed. So it tells me all I trust, I lead my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone. And besides what you see, I have confidence in me. That is the thought I want to leave with you today. I wish I could sing like Julie Andrews and I would sing it to you. But I have confidence in confidence alone. And besides what you see, I have confidence in me. I have confidence in you. You're awesome and amazing. And let's go out and change the world. Back to you, sweetheart.
Oh, I don't know what else to say, but I have confidence in you as well. And you, and you, and you. And John Maxwell talks about how attractive confidence is. That he says it's synonymous with charisma. If you really think about this, someone that has charisma has a lot of confidence. And we do have a lot of confidence in just all the things that we're doing. We've got confidence in the product, the leadership, the vision, the business plan. Other people have done it before us. And I'm confident that there's lots of opportunity left because every day that's enforced by meeting wonderful people and they haven't heard about this yet. And they need to know about this. Everybodyneedsthis.com. Let's do it. Thanks. Love you all.
Have an awesome day.